from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Who wants cream? Nobody? Okay, no cream.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Guys, we've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've got too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to keep our composure.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Feel the flow, happy. Feel it. It's circular.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Hey, guys. Whoa, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
The Fan.
Your rain on the top was so
hour number two. Dirt and Sprague, the producer's edition here. Will Ortner joining me. Schultzy's across the way in the producer's chair as we take you into your weekend. And for a lot of people, it might be just a whole vacation week. Independence Day on a Thursday, throwing everything into a weird state of summertime confusion.
It might be the perfect spot, I think, for the 4th of July, because everyone gets the 4th of July off.
Yes.
And then
I would imagine a lot of offices aren't going to be pushing too hard on the 5th.
Like, if they're even coming in at all. Like, that's a great time for the boss to win some points with the employees. You go, hey, you know what? I'm just going to give you the 5th off. And then no one's doing anything on the 3rd because they're playing for the 4th and the 5th and then Saturday, Sunday. So you might as well just, that should just be like a week off for everyone. Like, isn't Europe, they take like all of August off?
I don't, different countries do different things. We keep hearing the 4-day work week is eventually going to come.
Never. Just do a summer break in the middle of summer break.
And, that's
do the 1 week.
Collins, I think, putting that thing to the test here this summer.
He's taking 2 months.
I don't know. We'll see when he's coming back. But if you are taking some time off, though, get your golf game in shape because we'd love to see you out at the Autotown GMC presenting the 10th annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Club. You can join us for a unique golf experience Thursday, July 11th. There are only a handful of foursomes left for the morning round. The afternoon is completely sold out. Matt's Barbecue back serving their award-winning food and the usual array of craft beverages. For those of you in the morning flight, Victorico's Mexican Food will have their famous breakfast burritos for you in the morning round. You can warm up on the Michelob Ultra driving range. And also, we will have the OPGA club swap. My friends at the PGA chapter here, we're going to have a PGA professional there at the changeover. So from 11 to 2, And this is to benefit. This is to help get quality equipment in the hands of junior players that wouldn't be able to otherwise afford it. So if you've recently got a new driver, a new wedge, a new putter, the old one's still fairly new in good shape, bring it down. They'll have tax donation forms for you. Look, we're not, you know, playing with your grandpa's persimmon, you know, woods or whatever. but then they will send it out to their other designated PGA professionals at some courses here. I think Colwood's involved, a couple other courses. They get the juniors signed up. They get them in. They get them custom fitted so they can get out there and continue to have new players get involved in the game. So that'll be going on as well. It's a big, huge party. Come join us. We'll be out there. All the personalities will be out there during the day. We'll drive around, shake your hand. We'll be hanging out on the par 3 sixth hole, brought to you by Doers. Maybe we'll even take a shot for you, give you some advice. So sign your foursome up now, 1080thefan.com, before the 10th Annual Fan Golf Classic is completely sold out. The NBA draft over for 2024. The Blazers started with four picks. They ended up using one of them, number 7, Donovan Clingan, the center from the University of Connecticut. The 14th pick involved in the trade to bring Denny Avdija over from the Wizards. And then in the second round, Portland dealt the 34th pick to the Knicks for three future second-round picks and some cash. The 40th pick, I think it got traded three times. I think it ended up back with where it started with the Warriors. I lost track. They got cash for that. So overall, the Blazers get a trade. They move Malcolm Brogdon off the books, so they clear a roster spot. They've got 14 guys, basically, plus Clingan makes 15. So it appears the roster could be set. At the top, you have Ayton, Jeremy Grant, Anthony Simons, Robert Williams III are four of the top five contracts. You're obviously keeping Avdija, who's the fourth highest cap hit, at least this season. So now the question becomes, do you expect some trade movement to happen from the Crone Zone here this offseason? I tend to believe there's going to be a big buildup. You have all of these second-round picks that are for the rounding purposes to make salaries fit. I think we're going to see huge movement at the trade deadline.
I think especially when you look at the front court, because right now you can't have Clingan out there and Ayton and Robert Williams. I think the logical thought process is that Williams is going to be moved on from, but you might have to get him out and have him play a little bit, right? Because right now his trade value is going to be so diminished because he's been hurt. He missed all of last season. He was injury riddled when he was with Boston. So I think what your hope there is, let's get him out on the floor for 20 games, maybe at the beginning of the year. Hopefully, well, you know, someone has a big that has an injury or an issue, and now there's a need and you can drum up a better return for your value. But when I look at this draft, I really like what Cronin did, right? Like, he is known and his staff is known for their ability to scout players. And so we have to trust that they came out and they scouted and they knew, hey, we want to go and make the trade for Denny. He's someone that we've had our eye on for a while. This year, he blossomed offensively and he's starting to kind of show that playmaking ability that you wanted. And he's really, really cheap if you look at it in the long run. Go out, make the trade there. And then Clingan was literally the number one pick on multiple mock drafts. So now you can tell everyone, hey, according to some, we got the best player in the draft in a position of need. I just really like what the Blazers did in this draft. In a draft where you were worried about what are the Blazers going to get because it's a historically bad draft talent-wise, I feel like you did the best that you could with it.
Yeah, actually, I think that's kind of why you're talking about waiting on Robert Williams, waiting on Jeremy Grant, waiting on Ant Simons to be traded, because what's Joe Cronin going to do if you're flipping those guys for, you know, one of these paltry draft picks that we've all been pretty low on? And so, Joe Cronin essentially taking what he has from the last 2 days and turning it into future assets other than Avdija and Donovan Clingan. And I do think if you're in the Blazers' position, those are probably the two best guys that you could have gotten for the assets that you had. I love Avdija. He was sixth in most improved player of the year voting. Mm-hmm. He's still only 23 going on 24. He shoots the lights out. He's the exact kind of role player. And thankfully, he's 6'7", so he's bigger.
6'9".
6'9", excuse me. He's the exact kind of role player that you need here in Portland that you've been craving for. I feel like all these players they've acquired kind of would fit alongside Damian Lillard, but that's really not the point. They are getting better, it seems like. And Klingon, the Blazers finally released the footage from his workout in Portland. It was obvious why they were so in on him. His basketball IQ is high. He's just so quick. He knows how to get the ball in the bucket. And I do think, it sounds like a Zach Collins comparison, but I do think his shooting can improve. I don't want to sound like I'm too high on him like Neil Olshey, but in this situation, in this draft, this is the best prospect that the Blazers could have gotten at number 7.
No question. I think the question I have now is if there's an opportunity to move one of the veterans in the big contracts off the books, is there one that you would... Obviously, it depends on what you're getting back and those sorts of things, but for me... I would prefer to see it be Anfernee Simons before anybody else because now you can have Scoot and Shaden play in the backcourt. Mm-hmm. I think you can have Grant and Avdija play. They can swap the 3-4 positions.
Right.
Ayton, you're fine starting him. Take some pressure off Klingon. Klingon played behind a starting center his freshman year, so that's not going to bug him. Plus... Right. Ayton's likely to get in foul trouble. Big guys, you never know when they're not feeling great, the legs, the knees, the feet, whatever the case may be. You can rotate them. But you can finally start after Cronin basically called, you know, by name, said they're very committed to Shaden and Scoot specifically in his post-round one presser that he did. So let's start seeing that work together here from the very beginning. Clearly, they thought guys like Murray, Banton, Reith, Walker, Rupaire, Kamara, all better than any option in the second round of the draft.
Yeah.
That's what that indicated to me. These guys all, with a little bit of experience, we know who they are. They're better than anything that slipped through. The Filipowski rumors, I don't want to get into them because that's an area.
That's a wild story.
And we might get sued if we even talk about it in the wrong way.
That's just odd. It was funny. The first pick, a lot of people, Jonathan Mobo from San Francisco was the very first pick in the second round. And I saw him play up close and personally. If he could shoot threes, he would have been a lottery pick. He can't shoot threes. And that's the difference in the NBA right now. He does everything else. He's a 6'7" guy who can handle the ball, play make, crashes the glass at both ends, is willing to defend, has great mid-range game, good free throw shooter, tremendous shot blocker for his size, motor that never quits. He can't shoot threes. And that's the difference between being a lottery pick at, and he's the perfect three.
Right.
He's the perfect three. He can't shoot threes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's why Klingon dropped back a little bit, too. Not because he can't shoot threes, but
he didn't shoot threes. And everything I heard and read, and that was because that's what Danny Hurley asked him to do. Everything that I've heard and read, like in his AAU stuff and coming up, he actually has decent form and a decent shot. That he's been in the gym all summer long just getting shot in addition to, you know, conditioning and working out. Then he's getting up, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of shots a day trying to stretch his range.
Right. Well, if he can develop that, that makes him a completely different player because he's great in the pick and roll. Like his biggest issues are going to be how does he handle, you know, defense in space, or do you have to treat him like a Rudy Gobert where you got to find a way to just leave him to protect the paint, which it's not the worst thing in the world. You know, if you told me that he could turn into something similar, obviously not up to Rudy Gobert's page, but defensively, if you told me he is one of the best shot blockers and he's out, you know, defending the rim, I love it. I just think that in this position that you're in now, you need to get as much talent as possible. And if you're going the Scoot Shaden way, which I'm all for. I love it. Let's get young. Let's just be young. Let's have a bad year.
That's the main thing.
But a growing year. And then you get a good pick in next year's draft, which is supposed to be historically great.
It is. Cooper Flagg and Ace Bailey. Is that the number two guy?
I think Ace Bailey.
Let's continue it. So what's the next move you want to see Joe Cronin and the Blazers make? Does it need to happen before the season starts, or are we going to play this out a little bit and see if the market drives up come trade deadline time in February? And then, yes, there are some of you that are looking to move on. We got some NFL stuff. Is Sunday Ticket going to be cheaper at some point? Are games going to every game going to be available at some point? The NFL staring down a potential near $15 billion payout if they can't win on appeal. We got that coming as well. Travis Demers will join us at 8:05. We also have Sprague in the line coming up, so keep the fake sponsors coming in. But we will wrap up the Blazer chat for the most part here. What move do you want them to see? Do you want to see happen next from Joe Cronin? We continue. It's Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Producers edition here on a Friday. Swag hanging out with Will Ortner, Schultzy behind the glass, taking you into your weekend. Hopefully you got something fun and exciting going on this weekend. Whatever floats your boat. Weather should be good, solid, not too hot.
Not too hot.
Crazy. No, the 4th should be great, right around 80 degrees. So we're in that summertime feel good mode. As we wrap up the NBA draft and the Blazers and what they did, ESPN Kevin Pelton, our good friend, handing out his post-draft grades, gave the Portland Trail Blazers an A. He only handed out four A's. I think the Pacers got one. The Clippers might have got one. But Portland got an A. Donovan Klingon, the only draft pick Portland used for itself.
Mm-hmm.
The trade to bring in Denny Avdia from the Wizards, that the 14th pick will go back to Washington with some future picks as well. And so Portland looks like, if they don't make any other deals, they have their 15-man roster set to go. We'll see Klingon down there at Summer League. It'll be interesting to see who between Banton, Reith, Walker, Rupaire, Kamara, Murray. I don't think we'll see Scoot or Shaden down there anymore. It'll be those guys and then whoever they find to mm-hmm. fill out the roster, whatever, non-drafted invitees they might take a look at. But so that's coming. We'll talk to Travis Demers, radio play-by-play man for the Blazers, coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock. But if there is a move, if they do make a deal to move one of the high-priced veteran contracts off the books, is there one that you would like to see happen before the season, or does it matter to you?
See, I'm about playing a patient waiting game right now, and I feel like there's a way to kind of – maybe someone like Danny or Sprague have a little deeper knowledge of this, but I believe that there is a way that you can maneuver how you play a player so that you can inflate their numbers a little bit. And I'm specifically talking about Anfernee Simons and Williams, right? Because those two seem to be on the books. Now that you brought in Klingon, you don't need Williams. And when you say we're building around Scoot and Shaden, well, that means Simons doesn't factor into that. So how can we design a way in the first 20 games to bump those numbers up and then hope that, a team has an injury issue or a player doesn't perform the way that everyone's expecting, or, maybe two players aren't clicking together, so they need to throw something else in there. I would rather be a little bit patient and wait until teams get a little more desperate, maybe bump up some numbers, inflate them a little bit. Everything's going through inflation right now. Why can't Simon's numbers do that? And then trade them. I think you'll get more return and more value that way.
Yeah, I don't think that there's really a smart play for the Blazers to do anything before the deadline. And as
obviously, if somebody offers you something great, then
right. Yeah.
Pull the trigger.
Absolutely.
But as a GM out there looking to move somebody, saying, hey, what about so-and-so? What about so-and-so? Is there the only one for me is Simons, because I think the logjam, I don't think you cannot logistically keep Simons and Scoot and Shaden
right.
all playing 30, 35 minutes. Not enough basketballs to go around for that trio. One of those has to go. I think it's Simons. And I don't know if his trade value is going to get much higher come trade deadline time. I think Grant's could. I think Ayton's could if he can mm-hmm. start the season the way he ended last season. Obviously, you never know about injuries. A team that should be in contention, they lose a key guy at a certain position. That changes everything. But mm-hmm. For me, I think from the standpoint of wanting where I see everything going, I feel like I have an idea of where Joe Cronin wants to take this. Now, the other big elephant in the room is what appears to be a lame duck season for Chauncey Billups, and Sprague and Dirt both brought this up. It looks like roster-wise, we have an idea where Cronin wants to take this thing now. You hope that they play faster. You have guys that are used to playing fast. Avdija plays really fast. That's where he's at his best, out in transition. Shaden and Scoot want to play very fast. Mm-hmm. Will they actually do it? But how Chauncey Billups fits into all this, being in limbo and going into the final year of his contract and not really knowing if Portland wants him, if they don't want him, does he want to be here? Does he want to have another 60-loss season on his record? That's maybe even a bigger mystery, something they got to sort out, but I don't know if management's willing to do that.
The situation that Joe Cronin and Chauncey Billups are dealing with is pretty hilarious because, as we've seen the PR efforts of the leading up to the NBA draft, the picture of them sitting together, and this is what, less than a month after their press conferences.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Exiting the season where Cronin's saying, no, we need to get better. Next year's a developmental year. And then Chauncey on the other end saying, hey, no, guess what? We actually can compete for the playoffs. And that is one thing. When you talk about Ant Simons, I've heard Danny Meringue say that just putting Scoot and putting Shaden out there, 82 games, playing them as much as possible, hinders their development long term. But what I think is more of a danger of hindering their long-term development or pushing them towards that is all of this crap happening with Ant Simons essentially taking their minutes. You've got to put him out there, and there's no reason for the first 20 or 30 games, at least in my opinion, for Scoot to go sit down on the bench. I think it hurts overall at the age of 20 his confidence. He still needs to get way better shooting, and yes. How are you going to get better shooting? You just keep chucking them up, and hopefully we start to see the 1-for-10 three-point nights, the 2-for-15 three-point nights get better, and the only way that happens is with time. Get Ant the hell out of here, and Jeremy Grant, his value with his contract, it's now basically one of the best small forward, power forward contracts in the NBA with the old max system that he
see. I see
under.
His value going up, up, and up the closer we get to the trade deadline.
It will be at the highest at the deadline when a team needs something.
I'm not necessarily thinking, and I think Jeremy's okay. You know, you want to have at least a couple of veterans in the locker room with all these young guys coming in to, you know, show them how things work and get done and all the, you know, all the routines, all that stuff. I don't mind. And as long as he is still in a mindset of I'm okay with what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he gets to the point where it's like, all right, I've had enough of this. I'm getting older. Can you get me out of here?
Right.
Then you got to make a move. But if he's good with everything, he's comfortable here, he understands it, he got paid, so if he's comfortable in that veteran leadership role, then use it for until the offer becomes so good you can't turn it down.
You might be right on the Simons thing, just getting him out of the way, getting the log jam out.
And I don't know how much more value you're going. I think everybody pretty much understands what he is.
And I wonder what value you get back from him. Like, is he worth a first?
Is he worth a
couple? Like,
maybe two, not.
What do you get back? And what do you get back? Like, the Malcolm Brogdon to the Wizards trade. One, I think it was smart because Cronin sat on that for a year. He had Brogdon. Everyone's like, why do you have Brogdon? It doesn't make sense. And you're able to trade him for a young wing who is long and can shoot. And that's what you need to surround a player like Scoot with, because Scoot is not as good when it comes to shooting the ball. So get him someone that's going to spread people out. Now he can get into the lane more. Also, he can kick it out when guys come in to double. So I wonder if what kind of value can you get for Simons that returns where you're building this path? And if you're not going to get that, Cronin has shown that he will wait and he will be patient until he gets exactly what he wants.
We shall see. We will talk to Travis Demers, radio play-by-play voice of your Portland Trailblazers, coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock, as you know, what the next step is for the team, what he's getting ready for with the new guys coming in. How's your t-shirt game set up for summer?
You know what? I need a few.
Oh, well, right now, if you go to 1080thefan.com, click on the fan merch locker, new t-shirts are available now for you.
Ooh.
Dirt and Sprague's bacon and football shirts up there. Danny Dusty got the absolute unit shirt. I'm still waiting. Where's my shirt?
I might need a unit shirt. That's a pretty good one.
I mean, where's my shirt? High quality tees. These are top. You could do It's Over, and on the back, we think.
There you go.
How does that not sell in
purple?
Perfect. You can still pick up the classic 1080 The Fan tee or the Isaac and Souk shirts. And also now, the limited edition Mike
it's
Lynch.
It's over!
The limited edition Mike Lynch approved shirt. You can help Mike take a swinge against ALS. Go now. All the proceeds from that one will go to Mike's GoFundMe account on his Twitter. You know the story. Mike worked here for a long, long, long time. And so, we've got that Swinge Against ALS t-shirt up to continue to help his GoFundMe account. So all of it available, the Fan Merch Locker, new shirts up there at 1080thefan.com. When we come back, is the NFL actually going to pay out some $15 billion to its customers over the Sunday ticket debacle. The jury has made their voice heard. Will it stick as we make the turn here? Heading down the stretch, but first, Schultzy's got an update. Swag in here with you on a Friday, a producer's edition of Dirt and Sprig. The boys are on vacation. They'll be back on Monday.
Just a little long weekend.
Yep. I will, the summer of swag continues, so I will not be here on Monday. Heading to Bend to hang out with the son.
Ooh, there you go.
The recent college graduate.
Ooh.
So we will be doing Golf in the Northwest live from Widgie Creek. Tomorrow.
There you go.
Very excited about that.
Gonna get to get out there, play around?
This afternoon, 3:30. I gotta bust out of here after this. So we'll play.
We'll get a post-round update.
So yeah, I'll give you a full rundown on the course. Tyler Giacomini, who's the head pro out there, gonna sit down with me. And it's one of the regular courses, not a resort course, just regular golf course in there, but we'll tell you all about it. So that'll be at 8. In here with Will Ortner, Schultzy, a producer's edition. We've gone through a lot of the Blazers and the draft, and it's over. One final thought with Travis Demers coming up at 8:05. But the NFL is making headlines, as it always does. This maybe not the one they were hoping for. So the jury finally ruled in U.S. District Court on the ongoing Sunday Ticket class action lawsuit. Residential and commercial owners, so bars and restaurants that pay for it, have said, we've been getting price gouged over the years. The NFL, this is antitrust, violating antitrust. It took them 10 years to get to this point. Mm-hmm. They started filing the lawsuits in 2015. They were thrown out finally in 2017 or 18.
Good old legal system.
The court said, no, you have standing. We'll hear it. Then they got class action standing. So finally, an 8-person jury ruled in favor of the plaintiffs, awarding $4.7 billion in damages to the residential class, $96 million in damages to the commercial class, and under federal antitrust laws, those damages can be tripled. The NFL could be on the hook for upwards of $14.5 billion. If you break that down evenly between 32 teams, if that's what ends up happening, nearly $450 million per team that they would have to shell out.
Wow.
How they would do that would be interesting. Obviously, they'd have to put it into a pool. How it gets siphoned out to... Mm-hmm. So if you purchased Sunday Ticket for the years, there's a record of it. Will you get a credit on your bill? Will you actually get a check back? Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see. But they're still, the NFL said they're going to appeal. This could end up all the way in the Supreme Court. It has to do, antitrust laws are some of the most convoluted but yet important in this country, in the capitalistic economy. What is fair practice? My question in all of this is, who are the laws supposed to be protecting? The consumer is getting screwed. There was testimony that came out basically that the NFL had options to either provide free access to games through subscription services. ESPN was willing to provide it for $70 instead of $250, $300, $350, $400, whatever the sticker price is. YouTube has been using it, and there's always discounts. DirecTV did that. They say, okay, if you sign up and agree to a 2-year deal, we'll give it to you for free, those sorts of things. But at the same point, and this is part of the ongoing process of where we're seeing, you know, traditional cable now, linear TV as it's called, coming out. We have the venue that's coming with ABC, ESPN, with Warner Brothers, and Fox. I think those are the ones that
sounds
are involved.
Right to me.
I think NBC and Paramount, CBS are not yet in that one. So, one, do you think the NFL is ultimately going to have to pay out in this?
No. I mean,
you have any faith that the judge is going to hold? Now, the judge can set aside the ruling from the jury and say, no, they really didn't apply the law correctly. In which my case is, why did we waste all the time for a 3-month jury trial for this? But
they're not going to pay. Because think about it. This has been going on for 10 years. The original lawsuit was dismissed. Then they fought back to get it back and reinstated. And then they've been fighting for the last 10 years to get it back in front of a judge or get it in front of a jury. And the NFL, because they don't want to have to pay $500 million or close to $500 million from each team back to the consumers, they're going to fight it all the way to the Supreme Court. So best case scenario, it gets to the Supreme Court, which is going to make the final ruling in 5-10 years again. Yeah. The NFL is going to fight this tooth and nail. And at some point, some big wig is going to be real tight with some judge, and it's not going to come back to the consumer. The consumer always ends up getting hosed, and the NFL is going to find a way to not have to pay this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL spends more than $5 billion. I don't know if that's actually true, but like my point is that they would be willing to spend more than what this judgment costs just trying to keep this judgment from paying out, because there is no way, shape, or form that they would keep making money hand over fist, at least in the same way that they have the last 20 years, if this actually gets paid out.
Well, and they have a good thing going, too, because all of the teams negotiate together. They negotiate as a league, which is different than all the other sports that we have, because those individual teams have individual deals along with their national deals. So if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, you want to be in this deal where you're all arguing together, because you're looked at the same as the Dallas Cowboys. Because if this goes to a different model where each individual team has to do, like the Blazers have a deal with Root, and so Root gets all their games. The Dallas Cowboys are going to make a lot more money on their deal than Jacksonville, Seattle, you know, insert small market team here. So they're going to fight and make sure that they all stay together and get this money.
And it also has to do with how the Sunday ticket package of broadcasts is classified. The NFL is saying it is protected under the antitrust exemption, the antitrust exemption only covers over-the-air broadcasts, not pay TV. So there's a lot of legalese in what is it. Ultimately, maybe the NFL gets shamed into lowering its price or making it more available. ESPN was also talking about having a single team option. I think with the NBA League Pass and MLB Extra Innings, there is a single team option. So if you just want your favorite team and you don't live in the market anymore, you can do that for a discounted price.
But that's out of market. That's dealing with all the blackouts. So if I'm a Mariner fan sitting in Seattle, I have to get the cable Root package.
Yeah, the first problem is they need to get rid of this blackout nonsense across all sports.
Exactly.
I don't know how they do that. I don't know how big a deal it is for Washington, D.C. and the FCC to worry about that.
You have to end all regional sports contracts, essentially.
Well, they might be going away anyway, depending on the Diamond Sports, and that's a whole nother ball of wax. And then the question is obviously there is enough of a critical mass of fans who are willing to pay $300, $400 a year for this. But it also has to go with, you know, the NFL wants its product in front of as many eyeballs as possible. Where is the happy medium? And obviously sports fans are willing to pay. We know that. Mm-hmm. They're willing to pay. The problem now is there's too many services. There's too many. Okay, now we're parceling it out between baseball does this, the Apple TV. It's just there's one more thing. So I would just love for all of it. And it'll be interesting to see if this comes out of it. If the ruling says, okay, if you want to purchase a premium out of market TV service for every single thing, you get it all. There's no blackout stuff. The national TV, whatever, ESPN broadcast or the Sunday night NBC, you get it all. Mm-hmm. Here's the flat rate. There's no blackouts whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I would just simplify it, and hopefully you can protect the consumer. That is a pipe dream. I realize that this is big business for everybody. But we will be keeping an eye on this. There are the next, it's a post-trial motion, July 31st. The judge can set aside the ruling, but there will also be motions to set up the grounds for appeal by the NFL that would go to the federal appellate court. And then if they don't like what they hear there, it could be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll see if they want it. They can deny hearing it, say, no, their ruling's fine. We're not going to change anything, so you got to pay it out. This is still a couple more years down the road, but I have a feeling it might get expedited. And we'll see if there's – if one of the justices or something in the Supreme Court says, no, we – There's legal stuff here, antitrust stuff here that we want to render an opinion on to set some precedent. Then I think things are going to go in the NFL's way. But we will keep an eye on that and see. When we come back, it's that time of year, sports fans. Do you just put your sports fandom on hold for a month? Do you wait until football season? Do you like to soak up some of the odd sports? It's an Olympic year. We got soccer tournaments, golf, tennis, whatever. Where does your sports fandom go here for the middle of the summer as we continue on here, this producer's edition of Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan?
Who's stinking it up?
Woo! Do not go in there.
It's time for Who's Stinking It Up, a sports lowlight that's ripped from the headlines.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
Brought to you by Three Mountains Home Services. Schedule your appointment online at threemountainshomeservices.com.
Draws contact, free kick, U.S. 3 minutes plus stop, it's time to go.
Oh, wow.
And then Karaskin is chopped down. Pulisic, he's set off. Now Pulisic came in with the body on Karaskin.
Well, Pulisic needs to be careful too.
That'll be reviewed by VAR, but Karaskin is sent off.
John Strong, Stu Holden with the call on Fox as the U.S. men's soccer team goes down. Yes, that was a cheap shot from Panama. But the U.S. had been playing with 10 men for most of the game. Tim Weah just hit a Panamanian player on the back of the head for no reason, got sent off. All of it resulted in a 2-1 loss, and Greg Berhalter's job now up in the air going into the World Cup.
Going up again. This is supposed to be the best collection of talent that the U.S. has had, and it's just so unfortunate that they can never figure it out. We're just not a soccer country.
Who's stinking it up? The U.S. men's soccer team, brought to you by Three Mountains Home Services, making plumbing and electrical services delightful. Let the pros tackle whatever projects you need completed. Schedule an appointment online, Three Mountains Home Services. That's threemountainshomeservices.com.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Spray crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. It is crunch time for sports fans.
Mm-hmm. Got to figure out something.
Where does your sports viewing head here for the next month and a half?
Well,
because we got basically at the end of July, start of August. Yes, the football blood starts flowing. Of,
yeah, I would say I will get into the Summer Olympics. I love going to the Vancouver Crunch. That is my gym. And I've been known to find an odd sport, whether sometimes it's golf, sometimes it's tennis, sometimes it's whatever I can find, and I'll throw it on the bike and I'll watch it while I do my 30 minutes of cardio. The Crunch Fitness in Vancouver Plaza is going to be perfect for summer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Swag in here with you on a Friday, a producer's edition of Dirt and Sprig. The boys are on vacation. They'll be back on Monday.
Just a little long weekend.
Yep. I will, the summer of swag continues, so I will not be here on Monday. Heading to Bend to hang out with the son.
Ooh, there you go.
The recent college graduate.
Ooh.
So we will be doing Golf in the Northwest live from Widgie Creek tomorrow.
There you go.
Very excited about that.
Going to get out there, play around?
This afternoon, 3:30. I got to bust out of here after this, so we'll play.
We'll get a post-round update.
So, yeah, I'll give you a full rundown on the course. Tyler Giacomini, who's the head pro out there, going to sit down with me. And it's one of the regular courses, not a resort course, just regular golf course in there. But we'll tell you all about it. So that'll be at 8. In here with Will Ortner, Schultze, a producer's edition. We've gone through a lot of the Blazers and the draft, and it's over. One final thought with Travis Demers coming up at 8:05. But the NFL is making headlines, as it always does. This maybe not the one they were hoping for. So the jury finally ruled in U.S. District Court on the ongoing Sunday Ticket class action lawsuit. Residential and commercial owners, so bars and restaurants that pay for it, have said, we've been getting price gouged over the years. The NFL, this is antitrust, violating antitrust. It took them 10 years to get to this point. Mm-hmm. They started filing the lawsuits in 2015. They were thrown out finally in 2017 or 18.
Good old legal system.
The court said, no, you have standing. We'll hear it. Then they got class action standing. So finally, an 8-person jury ruled in favor of the plaintiffs, awarding $4.7 billion in damages to the residential class, $96 million in damages to the commercial class, and under federal antitrust laws, those damages can be tripled. The NFL could be on the hook for upwards of $14.5 billion. If you break that down evenly between 32 teams, if that's what ends up happening, nearly $450 million per team that they would have to shell out.
Wow.
How they would do that would be interesting. Obviously, they'd have to put it into a pool. How it gets siphoned out to... Mm-hmm. So if you purchased Sunday Ticket for the years, there's a record of it. Will you get a credit on your bill? Will you actually get a check back? Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see. But they're still, the NFL said they're going to appeal. This could end up all the way in the Supreme Court. It has to do, antitrust laws are some of the most convoluted but yet important in this country, in the capitalistic economy. What is fair practice? My question in all of this is, who are the laws supposed to be protecting? The consumer is getting screwed. There was testimony that came out basically that the NFL had options to either provide free access to games through subscription services. ESPN was willing to provide it for $70 instead of $250, $300, $350, $400, whatever the sticker price is. YouTube has been using it, and there's always discounts. DirecTV did that. They say, okay, if you sign up and agree to a two-year deal, we'll give it to you for free, those sorts of things. But at the same point, and this is part of the ongoing process of where we're seeing, you know, traditional cable now, linear TV as it's called, coming out. We have the venue that's coming with ABC, ESPN, with Warner Brothers, and Fox. I think those are the ones that
sounds
are involved.
Right to me.
I think NBC and Paramount, CBS are not yet in that one. So, one, do you think the NFL is ultimately going to have to pay out in this?
No. I mean,
you have any faith that the judge is going to hold? Now, the judge can set aside the ruling from the jury and say, no, they really didn't apply the law correctly, in which my case is, why did we waste all the time for a 3-month jury trial for this? But
they're not going to pay. Because think about it. This has been going on for 10 years. The original lawsuit was dismissed. Then they fought back to get it back and reinstated. And then they've been fighting for the last 10 years to get it back in front of a judge or get it in front of a jury. And the NFL, because they don't want to have to pay $500 million or close to $500 million from each team back to the consumers, they're going to fight it all the way to the Supreme Court. So best case scenario, it gets to this Supreme Court, which is going to make the final ruling in 5-10 years again. The NFL is going to fight this tooth and nail, and at some point some big wig is going to be real tight with some judge, and it's not going to come back to the consumer. The consumer always ends up getting hosed, and the NFL is going to find a way to not have to pay this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL spends more than $5 billion. I don't know if that's actually true, but like my point is that they would be willing to spend more than what this judgment costs just trying to keep this judgment from paying out, because there is no way, shape, or form that they would keep making money hand over fist, at least in the same way that they have the last 20 years, if this actually gets paid out.
Well, and they have a good thing going, too, because all of the teams negotiate together. They negotiate as a league, which is different than all the other sports that we have, because those individual teams have individual deals along with their national deals. So if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, you want to be in this deal where you're all arguing together, because you're looked at the same as the Dallas Cowboys. Because if this goes to a different model where each individual team has to do, like the Blazers have a deal with Root, and so Root gets all their games, the Dallas Cowboys are going to make a lot more money on their deal than Jacksonville, Seattle, you know, insert small market team here. So they're going to fight and make sure that they all stay together and get this money.
And it also has to do with how the Sunday ticket package of broadcasts is classified. The NFL is saying it is protected under the antitrust exemption, the antitrust exemption only covers over-the-air broadcasts, not pay TV. So there's a lot of legalese in what is it. Ultimately, maybe the NFL gets shamed into lowering its price or making it more available. ESPN was also talking about having a single team option. I think with the NBA League Pass and MLB Extra Innings, there is a single team option. So if you just want your favorite team and you don't live in the market anymore, you can do that for a discounted price.
But that's out of market. That's dealing with all the blackouts. So if I'm a Mariner fan sitting in Seattle, I have to get the cable Root package.
Yeah, the first problem is they need to get rid of this blackout nonsense across all sports.
Exactly.
I don't know how they do that. I don't know how big a deal it is for Washington, D.C. and the FCC to worry about that.
You have to end all regional sports contracts, essentially.
Well, they might be going away anyway, yeah. Depending on the Diamond Sports, and that's a whole nother ball of wax. And then the question is, obviously there is enough of a critical mass of fans who are willing to pay $300, $400 a year for this. But it also has to go with, you know, the NFL wants its product in front of as many eyeballs as possible. Where is the happy medium? And obviously sports fans are willing to pay. We know that. Mm-hmm. They're willing to pay. The problem now is there's too many services. There's too many. Okay, now we're parceling it out between baseball does this, the Apple TVs. It's just there's one more thing. So I would just love for all of it, and it'll be interesting to see if this comes out of it, if the ruling says, okay, if you want to purchase a premium out-of-market TV service for every single thing, you get it all. There's no blackout stuff. The national TV, whatever, ESPN broadcast or the Sunday night NBC, you get it all. Mm-hmm. Here's the flat rate. There's no blackouts whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I would just simplify it. And hopefully you can protect the consumer. That is a pipe dream. I realize that this is big business for everybody. But we will be keeping an eye on this. There are the next, it's a post-trial motion, July 31st. The judge can set aside the ruling, but there will also be motions to set up the grounds for appeal by the NFL that would go to the federal appellate court. And then if they don't like what they hear there, it could be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll see if they want it. They can deny hearing it, say, no, their ruling's fine. We're not going to change anything, so you got to pay it out. This is still a couple more years down the road, but I have a feeling it might get expedited. And we'll see if there's one of the justices or something in the Supreme Court says, no, there's legal stuff here, antitrust stuff here we want to render an opinion on to set some precedent, then I think things are going to go in the NFL's way. But we will keep an eye on that and see when we come back. It's that time of year, sports fans. Do you just put your sports fandom on hold for a month? Do you wait until football season? Do you like to soak up some of the odd sports? It's an Olympic year. We got soccer tournaments, golf, tennis, whatever. Where does your sports fandom go here for the middle of the summer as we continue on here, this producer's edition of Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan?
Who's stinking it up?
Woo! Do not go in there.
It's time for Who's Stinking It Up, a sports lowlight that's ripped from the headlines.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
Brought to you by Three Mountains Home Services. Schedule your appointment online at threemountainshomeservices.com.
Jaws contact, free kick U.S. 3 minutes plus stop, it's time to go.
Oh, wow.
And then Karaskin is chopped down. Pulisic, he's set off. Now Pulisic came in with the body on Karaskin.
Well, Pulisic needs to be careful too.
That'll be reviewed by VAR, but Karaskin is sent off.
John Strong, Stu Holden with the call on Fox as the U.S. men's soccer team goes down. Yes, that was a cheap shot from Panama. But the U.S. had been playing with 10 men for most of the game. Tim Weah just hit a Panamanian player on the back of the head for no reason, got sent off. All of it resulted in a 2-1 loss, and Greg Berhalter's job now up in the air going into the World Cup.
Going up again. This is supposed to be the best collection of talent that the U.S. has had, and it's just so unfortunate that they can never figure it out. We're just not a soccer country.
Who's stinking it up? The U.S. men's soccer team, brought to you by Three Mountains Home Services, making plumbing and electrical services delightful. Let the pros tackle whatever projects you need completed. Schedule an appointment online, Three Mountains Home Services. That's threemountainshomeservices.com.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. It is crunch time for sports fans.
Mm-hmm. Got to figure out something.
Where does your sports viewing head here for the next month, month and a half?
Well,
because we got basically at the end of July, start of August. Yes, the football blood starts flowing.
Yeah, I would say I will get into the Summer Olympics. I love going to the Vancouver Crunch. That is my gym. And I've been known to find an odd sport, whether sometimes it's golf, sometimes it's tennis, sometimes it's whatever I can find, and I'll throw it on the bike and I'll watch it while I do my 30 minutes of cardio. The Crunch Fitness in Vancouver Plaza is going to be perfect for summertime, like speed walking Olympics or whatever horse Olympic event they've got going on, maybe some gymnastics. Those are going to get watched while I'm on the bike. The Mariners, if they're doing well, I'll watch. If they're doing bad, I'll want to gouge my eyes out, so I won't watch.
I mean, I'm already watching Mariners baseball every day, but that's not surprising. I wear Mariners gear literally every day I'm in the studio. But the Olympics, women's hammer throwing, I don't think we have the Norwegian.
So what's your favorite obscure? Like, I will watch the basketball tournaments, both men and women.
Mm.
Is baseball back this year?
Yes. Baseball's back. Yeah. That's why Bryce Harper was saying they should be allowed to play.
I'll watch baseball and softball. But what's your obscure, like, truly Olympic sport? Like, something that does not get coverage, you know, one of them's very Lake Oswego of me. I won't lie.
I'll throw two in there. I'd have to go with the synchronized diving, which I don't really feel like gets a lot of coverage. That is just so interesting to me. And then speed walking. The rules of speed walking.
Yes.
Where your heel, one heel has to remain on the ground.
You must have a piece of a shoe on the ground at all times.
They look so weird in that competition, but you can literally be amongst the world elite in speed walking and win medals in the Olympics. That is fascinating.
Well, but it's not like a short race. Is that the shortest one, like 30K or something?
It's
like 30K and 50K.
And they look ridiculous the whole time, they are champions.
Those hips will swivel.
They're moving it around. It just always makes me think of the Malcolm in the Middle episode where Hal gets really into it. I'm a big, huge handball guy. Love
team handball?
Love handball.
See, I'm more of a water polo guy. I like it, which is essentially the same thing. You're just in the water.
Yeah. Right. Well, and all those people are jacked. There was a point where, like, Fat Will Ortner was like, I'm going to buy a pool membership and get into water polo because that will get me jacked. Also, I really like weightlifting. Like, I get into it. I like watching the guys do the clean and jerk or do the snatch. That's always really fun. And I'm trying to find it. I love beach volleyball.
Well, who doesn't?
But that's...
Who doesn't?
Are you watching for the sport or are you watching for sport?
Well, I'm a former volleyball coach at the middle school level.
Oh, okay.
6-5, no big deal. So, of course, I'm watching for the sport.
I mean, my wife did love the outfits the dudes were wearing this year for both the track and field and men's volleyball competitions.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, the track and field. Boy, New Hayward Field, I hadn't really studied it that much. I know it's been there for a little while, but wow.
Gorgeous.
Are we getting flag football in this year?
I think so.
I'm sorry, I just saw that.
Yeah, I thought that was
you're also getting breaking in, so get the boom boxes out and, yes.
Break dancing
is an official Olympic sport in Paris. I hope they do it right under the Eiffel Tower, which would be the only reason to watch. Quite frankly,
that would be
cool. Or like in front of the Louvre. You've got to do it at a really famous spot.
Yeah, just throw your cardboard down. I want to see boom boxes. I want this to be very old school, right out of the early 80s. Don't try to turn it into something that it isn't. The very Lake Oswego thing, I love show jumping for no good reason.
Is it the horse?
Yeah, the horses.
Yeah.
I don't do dressage. Nobody knows what's going on. Now, the modern pentathlon, I find... I still don't understand it. I've been watching Olympics for 45 years. I still don't know all five events that are in the modern pentathlon. But if Snoop is going to get on any calls, which I hope he does because he's doing something, give me Snoop on the modern pentathlon. I think that would spice things up.
That would be fantastic. Get AI Snoop.
They do have like a street luge, right? Like where you're going downhill, like it's a skelly or like,
that I don't know.
We're not talking like on ice, but yeah. I thought that there was some sort of like you're literally riding on your belly on a very thin. It's kind of like an apparatus like you used in PE as a kid or latchkey where you're literally that rolling down a hill on wheels. That no, it's not.
The other one I really enjoy is the whitewater rafting. Usually it's a man-made, they got to force the water through. Very few venues have been able to have somewhere that's natural that they can control. And I'm assuming they'll have to do that in Paris. But those are the obscure ones that I like. I don't get too caught up anymore in the gymnastics, swimming. Track and field I will watch. I think that's spectacle, but yeah, give me some more of the, it'll be interesting to see. I haven't checked. I'm assuming now, is this the first Olympics that we can bet? Will we be able to bet on things on DraftKings on our little?
Oh, I'm sure we'll be able to, right?
I haven't checked.
I cannot wait to throw down a $5 bet on who's going to win in the diving competition.
I'm sure I've bet on stuff in years past just offshore, so I'm assuming that it's already been there.
That should make it a lot more fun. So.
Into our DraftKings stuff, yeah.
So we'll do that. So yeah, that's what's coming up. I love Wimbledon. I will be engrossed in Wimbledon. We do have the British Open. Basically, because of our time slot, anything that airs like early in the day, fantastic. Just give me more of it.
Right. Well, and then you just end up, it's like curling for the Winter Olympics, where like you don't care about it until it's on, and then it's like your favorite thing. Track and field's also a great one, just because there's always something, and you somehow will get wrapped into the long distance or the sprint.
Oh, yeah.
Or the women's hammer throw. There's always something that'll get you intrigued to watch.
Somebody texting in on the Vancouver Ford text line. World record for the 20-kilometer, so that's 12 miles, speed walk just over an hour and 16 minutes.
Whoa.
That's probably faster than I can run.
I know. I would agree with that.
So, yeah. So that's what they're doing there. Yes, it is Olympics. I'm sure we will have more on goofy stuff. If you missed it earlier in the show, you can check out the podcast at 1080thefan.com. We had AI Al Michaels, the sample from it. So AI Al Michaels will be doing personalized highlight packages for you. You can sign up for it. You'll have to go onto the Olympic website, and I'm sure NBC Universal. I don't know if you have to be like a Peacock subscriber or something. There may be something there. But that is what's coming over the next month. A lot of us will be taking vacation here and there. So hopefully it will provide some fun fodder until football kicks in there at the start of August. When we come back, chance to do one final wrap-up of NBA draft 2 days with Travis Demers, play-by-play man for the Portland Trailblazers on the radio side of things. Is he excited for what is to come this season? We'll also get a thought now that he's got new guys. When does he start thinking about possibly nicknames, signature calls with the new guys? We'll see if he's starting to formulate that as well. Final hour coming up. It's Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. It is crunch time for sports fans.
Got to figure out something.
Where does your sports viewing head here for the next month and a half?
Well,
because we got basically at the end of July, start of August. Yes, football, the football blood starts flowing. Of,
yeah. I would say I will get into the Summer Olympics. I love going to the Vancouver Crunch. That is my gym. And I've been known to find an odd sport, whether sometimes it's golf, sometimes it's tennis, sometimes it's whatever I can find, and I'll throw it on the bike and I'll watch it while I do my 30 minutes of cardio. The Crunch Fitness in Vancouver Plaza is going to be perfect for summertime, like speed walking Olympics or whatever horse Olympic event they've got going on, maybe some gymnastics. Those are going to get watched while I'm on the bike. The Mariners, if they're doing well, I'll watch. If they're doing bad, I'll want to gouge my eyes out, so I won't watch.
I mean, I'm already watching Mariners baseball every day, but that's not surprising. I wear Mariners gear literally every day I'm in the studio. But the Olympics, women's hammer throwing, I don't think we have the Norwegian.
So what's your favorite obscure? Like, I will watch the basketball tournaments, both men and women.
Mm.
Is baseball back this year?
Yes. Baseball's back. Yeah. That's why Bryce Harper was saying they should be allowed to play.
I'll watch baseball and softball. But what's your obscure, like, truly Olympic sport? Like, something that does not get coverage, you know, one of them's very Lake Oswego of me. I won't lie.
I'll throw two in there. I'd have to go with the synchronized diving, which I don't really feel like gets a lot of coverage. That is just so interesting to me. And then speed walking. The rules of speed walking.
Yes.
Where your heel, one heel has to remain on the ground.
You must have a piece of a shoe on the ground at all times.
They look so weird in that competition, but you can literally be amongst the world elite in speed walking and win medals in the Olympics. That is fascinating.
Well, but it's not like a short race. Isn't the shortest one like 30K or something?
That's a stupid race.
It's like 30K and 50K.
And they look ridiculous the whole time, they are champions.
Those hips will swivel.
They're moving it around. It just always makes me think of the Malcolm in the Middle episode where Hal gets really into it. I'm a big, huge handball guy. Love
team handball?
Love handball.
See, I'm more of a water polo guy. I like it, which is essentially the same thing. You're just in the water.
Yeah. Right. Well, and all those people are jacked. There was a point where, like, Fat Will Ortner was like, I'm going to buy a pool membership and get into water polo because that will get me jacked. Also, I really like weightlifting. Like, I get into it. I like watching the guys do the clean and jerk or do the snatch. That's always really fun. And I'm trying to find it. I love beach volleyball.
Well, who doesn't?
But that's...
Who doesn't?
Are you watching for the sport or are you watching for sport?
Well, I'm a former volleyball coach at the middle school.
Oh, okay.
6-5, no big deal. So, of course, I'm watching for the sport.
I mean, my wife did love the outfits the dudes were wearing this year for both the track and field and men's volleyball.
Absolutely. Some of them. Yeah, the track and field. New Hayward Field. I hadn't really studied it that much. I know it's been there for a little while, but wow.
Gorgeous.
Are we getting flag football in this year?
I think so.
I'm sorry, I just saw that.
Yeah, I thought that was
you're also getting breaking in. So get the boom boxes out and yes.
Breakdancing
is an official Olympic sport in Paris. I hope they do it right under the Eiffel Tower, which would be the only reason to watch. Quite frankly,
that would be
cool. Or like in front of the Louvre. You've got to do it at a really famous spot.
Yeah, just throw your cardboard down. I want to see boom boxes. I want this to be very old school, right out of the early 80s. Don't try to turn it into something that it isn't. The very Lake Oswego thing, I love show jumping for no good reason.
Is it the horse?
Yeah, the horses.
Yeah.
I don't do dressage. Nobody knows what's going on. Now, the modern pentathlon, I find... I still don't understand it. I've been watching Olympics for 45 years. I still don't know all five events that are in the modern pentathlon. But if Snoop is going to get on any calls, which I hope he does because he's doing something, give me Snoop on the modern pentathlon. I think that would spice things up.
That would be fantastic. Get AI Snoop.
They do have like a street luge, right? Like where you're going downhill, like it's a skelly or like,
that. I don't know.
We're not talking like on ice, but there. I thought that there was some sort of like you're literally riding on your belly on a very thin. It's kind of like an apparatus like you used in PE as a kid or latchkey, where you're literally rolling down a hill on wheels.
That
no, it's
safe.
Not.
The other one I really enjoy is the whitewater rafting. Usually it's a man-made. They got to force the water through. Very few venues have been able to have somewhere that's natural that they can control. And I'm assuming they'll have to do that in Paris. But those are the obscure ones that I like. I don't get too caught up anymore in the gymnastics, swimming. Track and field I will watch. I think that's spectacle. But yeah, give me some more of the... It'll be interesting to see. I haven't checked. I'm assuming now. Is this the first Olympics that we can bet? Will we be able to bet on things on DraftKings on our little...
Oh, I'm sure we'll be able to, right?
I haven't checked.
I cannot wait to throw down a $5 bet on who's going to win in the diving competition.
I'm sure I've bet on stuff in years past just offshore, so I'm assuming that it's already been there.
That should make it a lot more fun. So.
And more DraftKings stuff, yeah.
So we'll do that. So yeah, that's what's coming up. I love Wimbledon. I will be engrossed in Wimbledon. We do have the British Open. Basically, because of our time slot, anything that airs like early in the day, fantastic. Just give me more of it.
Right. Well, and then you just end up, it's like curling for the Winter Olympics, where like you don't care about it until it's on, and then it's like your favorite thing. Track and field's also a great one, just because there's always something, and you somehow will get wrapped into the long distance or the sprint or the women's hammer throw. There's always something that'll get you intrigued to watch.
Somebody texting in on the Vancouver Ford text line, world record for the 20-kilometer, so that's 12 miles, speed walk just over an hour and 16 minutes.
Whoa. That's probably faster than I can run.
I would agree with that.
So that's what they're doing there. Yes, it is Olympics. I'm sure we will have more on goofy stuff. If you missed it earlier in the show, you can check out the podcast at 1080thefan.com. We had AI Al Michaels, the sample from it. So AI Al Michaels will be doing personalized highlight packages for you. You can sign up for it. You'll have to go onto the Olympic website, and I'm sure NBC Universal. I don't know if you have to be like a Peacock subscriber or something. Mm-hmm. There may be something there. But that is what's coming over the next month. A lot of us will be taking vacation here and there. So hopefully it will provide some fun fodder until football kicks in there at the start of August. When we come back, chance to do one final wrap-up of NBA draft 2 days with Travis Demers, play-by-play man for the Portland Trailblazers on the radio side of things. Is he excited for what is to come this season? We'll also get a thought now that he's got new guys. When does he start thinking about possibly nicknames, signature calls with the new guys? We'll see if he's starting to formulate that as well. Final hour coming up. It's Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.